Here, you are finally on the record.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Well, folks, for those online, apologize for little technical difficulties, but we're ready to get Friday, May 19th, 2023. Yeah, 8 is the board meeting started. With that, I will call the meeting to order, and I'll ask Amy to poll the board members, please.
Commissioner Sandy?
Here.
Commissioner Klum?
Temporarily unavailable.
Mr. Kendi?
Here.
Mr. Fogle?
Here.
Mr. Ellidge?
Here.
Mr. Vivamar? Absent.
Absent.
Chair Cruz?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number 3 on our agenda is the actual agenda approval. I will take a motion.
This is Bill Kendi. I move to approve the agenda as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Any discussion? Any objection to approval of the agenda as presented? Hearing and seeing none, the agenda is approved. Bring us to item number 4, prior minutes. April 11, 2023. Bill.
This is Bill Kendig. I move to approve the prior minutes, April 11, 2023.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Any discussion? Has everybody had a chance to look the minutes over? Corrections, deletions, comments? Hearing and seeing none, is there any objection to adopting the minutes as presented? Hearing none, the minutes are adopted. Brings us to item number 5, public comments. I'd like to ask 2 minutes per person, and please state your name and affiliation if you have one for the record. I'll go online. Anybody online, Ramey?
Chair, there are no members of the public currently online.
All right. Anybody in the boardroom? Do you not see anybody in the boardroom? We will close the public comment section. That brings item number 6, new business. Number A is executive session, matters the immediate knowledge of which could clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of a public entity, personnel matters, matters of which by law are required to be confidential, including deliberative, executive, and attorney-client privilege. I will entertain a motion.
This is Bill Kendig. I move the board go into executive session to discuss matters listed in Alaska Statute 44-16-310C, which includes matters the immediate knowledge of which clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, personnel matters, matters which by law are required to be confidential, matters involving consideration of government records that are not required to be disclosed under the Alaska Public Records Act, as well as matters subject to attorney-client privilege. Each of these matters in the executive session are supported by the Open Meetings Act, Alaska Statute 44-62-310C, 1, 3, and 4.
This is Albert. I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? Remy, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum? Mr. Kendi?
Here.
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Ellidge?
Yes.
Chair Cruz?
Yes.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you. So, Randy, who do we need an executive set? What's up first? What do you want to say?
Carry you on the record.
All right. Randy and Julie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Great. All right. So I will call the meeting back to order, and I'll advise that the public that the board did not take any actions on matters discussed while in executive session. This session is limited to discussion of matters directly protected by public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. We're out of executive session. That brings us back to new business. Up next is item number B, resolution G23-04, ADA regulations, updates, and amendments. Randy?
Mr. Chairman, resolution 23-04 is a short package of
Okay, so we have the resolution in front of us, and you have a memo to us. Randy, you want to go through your memo?
Sure.
So, Mr. Chair, we had a set of regulations that were basically outdated in a couple ways. They were referencing standards that were no longer in effect or outdated, such as the Federal Home Loan Bank of Seattle in our loan interest index. There was a merger, that bank name changed, so we needed to correct that. And then there was a term self-contained appraisal, which was actually eliminated from the appraisal practice in 2015 for a different standard. And so we went through and just making these conforming changes, trying to stay, making sure we're accurate in what is on our books, on our regs. And so we issued a set of regs, taking public comment, and now the board is asked to pass a resolution approving these reg changes.
All right. For details, you want to say anything?
I would just add that we held the public comment period on May 16th. No comments were received in person, on the phone, or through email.
So what does it do, old versus new, on a loan? In plain, simple terms, what does it really do?
In plain, simple terms, it doesn't affect any of the underwriting that we're doing now. It's really a terminology change from terms that had changed back in 2015.
Okay. So, can I get this? Any questions from the board before we put it on the table?
I have none.
Okay.
This is Bill Kennedy. I move resolution number D23-04.
This is Albert. I'll second.
All right, so the resolution G2304 is on the table. Is there any discussion for the record? Anything new that the board members want to thank? Well, I want to thank the work to do this and get it as part of our portfolio, what we have to do. I appreciate that. So I will ask Randy to pull the board for this resolution.
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum? Bill
Kendig? Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Ellich?
Yes.
Mr. Beeblemore is absent. Chair Bruce?
Yes.
He passes.
Thank you. That brings us to item number 7 under Director's Comments. First up, A, is update on Mikushkin Geothermal. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Mikushkin Geothermal Project, ADA is engaged in a due diligence review, four different areas of review. The first area is the resource. We've got a consultant on board by the name of Geothermex. They are the nationally recognized experts in this field, and they are in progress and underway looking at the resource and the experts' reports that have been provided by the project proponent that the resource is adequate for the project. We should have their report back, I think, in about 30 days. So that's underway. They're very familiar with the project. They've looked at it over a couple of years, you know, a couple of decades maybe. And they are going to be a very helpful consultant's report to have on our file. So that's one area. The other two areas on the finance side are the tax credits, application of the IRA tax credits, accelerated depreciation, other fiscal matters like that. We need to have those locked down in order to do a valid fiscal model. Our consultant here is Moss Adams, which is a nationally recognized tax firm with expertise in these credits. Their work is in progress, and we should have a report from them, again, in about 30 days, final report. The third consultant is Gaffney Klein, which is a fiscal modeling consulting firm out of Houston. They will take the final results of the tax modeling and then apply those results to the fiscal model and come up with a report as to the financial viability of the project and the fiscal modeling. The fourth area that we've asked Moss Adams to help us with is the ability to secure payment for any fiscal support by ADA using the tax credits, which
These credits, some of them are very flexible. They can be direct payable, they're cashable, transferable, and he can also ensure the payment of the credits. And so we're looking for some advice from Moss Adams on how to make our position if we do engage in financing as strong as possible. So we're all these things are about 30 days out, Mr. Chair, and for members of the board. So we're making good progress in this review.
All right. Any questions on the geothermal?
Will you be reporting on the in the June meeting regarding this report, or sending it out via email?
I'm hoping to be able to report on it at the next meeting.
Okay, great.
Okay, that brings us the building updates. Brad, see here. Hi, Brad. There you go.
Good afternoon, those in attendance and those via Teams. So as you can see, our parking lot project is not underway yet. That's kind of what I came in here today to tell. I told Randy I'd come in and attempt to fall on the sword. I'm working through it with DOT. It is stuck in the right-of-way permits section due to a project that's running from on Northern Lights here from Muldoon to Minnesota, a new sidewalk revampment project they're planning on doing. So we applied for our permit. I'll just give you a quick rundown. Applied for the permit back in 7/19/22, about a month or two after we had our board meeting where we were approved to go forward with the parking lot. Applied for the original permit. Submitted our application, got a permit number, and it sat in review status. I followed up occasionally with it and moved that forward to our completed drawings on 9/9/22, so our 100% drawings, with all plan and profile for the sidewalk. Plan and profile for the sidewalk that we were submitting on was the plan and profile that matches the sidewalk out front. That doesn't match the new project plan and profile, which will have some lowered sections for bus stops. That's part of it. The DOT and Muni project they're working on to lower bus stop sections so the buses can pull in, lower themselves, and the handicap accessible ramps.
Where's the bus stop at? Is there one out there now?
They're up and down. Yes, so right now, currently, there's one directly outside our south entrance. They want to move it down. The Muni has asked to move it down to right where I want my right-of-way, and I've explained to them that's not an option, so they need to move it down further. And our sidewalk in that section, well, it's part of the right-of-way onto our ingress and egress from Northern Lights.
Okay. All right, so, Randy, are we talking to the higher-ups on this?
We are. It's on the, Chair, it's on the list of items to review with Commissioner Anderson.
Have you talked to Wolfgang?
Yes, that's what I'm actually working with. Yes, sir.
He's short term, but
he's.
But what does that have to do with the rest of upgrades in the parking lot?
That's until I get the right away permit, I can't go out to RFP.
You're talking about out there. I'm talking about the rest of
for the whole parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't want. I mean, I could do a partial project and then leave that undone. We don't have. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's progress. You know?
Yeah, why can't you do that side?
Yes.
I'm somewhat opposed to it. I'd prefer to do it all at one time.
It's not going to happen.
There may be remove expenses associated
partially.
It's two different concepts. It's a two different contractors, quite frankly. Parking lot versus someone that's going to work in the rider with DOT and traffic control and all that other stuff. So, based on today, you have to remove anyway because you're going to have work next year and you can do it anyway, so it's a remove.
So, Mr. Chair.
Is it possible for us to maybe then table part of this discussion for another time? I guess I'm a little uncomfortable with providing directions for staff when they've sort of made their determination. So is it possible to table this for another time?
Well, it's an update, Julie, so I guess, you know, the question is, from a policy standpoint, you split the project up and get something done this year, or you wait till next year?
Yeah, and Mr. Chair and Commissioner Sandy, this is Randy. I can get together with Brad with the concept, and we'll get direction from here.
Well, I mean, we don't need direction from us. We just like to see something.
Right. No, I mean, I'll work with, I guess I'll work, to be more clear, I'll work with Brad and we'll get.
Okay, how are we doing with FedEx and all that stuff?
So we're in the middle of our bench test right now. It's going pretty well. We're pretty happy with we're having some rebound issues, which we knew we were going to have. But we're pretty confident that we'll be able to, reduce our parts per trillion below 70 parts per trillion, and be able to clean those pipes and then clean the individual pipe, the 9 zones in the hangar, without having to remove and haul 9,000 foot of pipe out of state. We're still going to have some stuff that's got to go out of state. There's some stuff that's just going to be too hot that there's no way we can clean, but that was in my original budget that I provided, my ROM budget that I provided to the board back in March. Yeah. So we're pretty confident. We're in a little bit of a holding pattern. Randy can speak to that. We're waiting on some final negotiations. We've provided them the draft term sheet. We've got the 2 land leases are at public comment right now. For the land lease for the actual hangar facility and the land lease for the fire suppression water storage tank and effluent tank. Those are out to public comment right now. Closing date on that, I think, is 4 June of 2023.
For the public comment?
Yes, sir. Yep. And then we had a meeting out there last week or the week before with Commissioner Campbell and Commissioner Anderson and his Commissioner Campbell's team. So we feel like that's moving forward. Well, we'll get our finalized negotiations with the FedEx folks on our draft term sheet and move that forward and start doing some work out there. I'm really excited about that.
Good. Is there any work going to be done inside the building?
So that's another thing Randy and I wanted to talk about. I'm happy to tackle the lobby project. I just would like some sort of direction. I don't know if it needs to come from if it needs to come internally, if I direct and say how it's going to go. I'm not an interior designer. You don't want me picking finishes. You don't.
I'm not one either.
Okay. So I'm not an architect.
Way over my face.
I'm not an architect. I'm not an interior designer. I've already reached out to our term contractor and had some preliminary meetings with them in regards to it. But we know that it's an eyesore. It's not a welcome.
Is there your term contractor, does he have like a little architect that he can
certainly
hire?
Certainly. They have an in-house. They have an in-house.
Give you guys concepts or whatever?
Yep. Okay. They have an in-house.
I don't know, so I'm not in that world.
We have an existing term contract.
How's the rest of the building doing? Right?
We're doing good. We're, over the years, prior to me being here, I like to be able to say that, so it wasn't my fault. We had a large project going around the building. They caulked all of the clear story areas above basically Curtis's office and all around the second floor, and they did an absolute trash job. They just caulked over old caulking, didn't remove it, and we've had substantial leaks, which has cost in painting and fixed drop ceiling and all this stuff. And, you know, we haven't had but potential mold and mildew issues, right? So I've had another contractor out, and we're removing all the old sealant, putting some seismic joint material in.
Is it metal casings on the windows, or are they wood? What are they?
No, it's copper. It's copper. It's an old copper roof. Oh. Yeah, they grind it down just like a shiny penny when they get it all grinded out and cleaned up. So
okay.
It's all patinaed, obviously.
The glass is still good?
You know, we've got some glass issues. Obviously, it's the original glass from when it was built in the 70s. So, you know, we've got some heat loss. It's 50 years old. It's almost as old as me. We've got some heat loss and some thermal issues that it's just going to have in a 50-year-old building.
Does an AE have an upgrade for?
Oh, right. Energy. Yeah, that's right.
I'll leave that. Oh, to you. Yeah. But yes, they should.
Let's talk to that second floor and say, hey. Right?
I'm going to stay out of that.
Well, Curtis, if he wants his windows fixed.
Yeah, hey, you got to grant yourself some energy upgrades.
That's right.
So I know AEA's, you know, they're bringing some people on. We good with offices and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think staffing-wise we're good. I think staffing-wise and office space-wise we're doing good.
Okay. All right, well, good.
And you're happy with the security of the parking lot still?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I mean, I've got, it's a boring job, and I've caught them checking the backs of their eyelids a couple times, but for the most part, they do a good job, and they keep. This part of town, right? We've got characters. I'll just leave it at that. And so we've had security's been a good help me with me keeping the characters out of here. So
we have cameras around
the
building.
Yep.
Right?
Part of the parking lot project, there'll be new upgraded cameras, a full new upgraded CCTV system that, I mean, the cameras we have are, they've been in place for quite a while. Let's just leave it at that.
And
so.
Curtis had mentioned putting in EV charging units in the parking lot. Is that still the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Which side of the street?
This side. Coming on this side in the front section where that little drive-through lane is, there'll be a back. I provided those drawings. I can provide them to you again if you'd like to see them. But it's coming on this side. It'll be a network, so it's not like, it's like a gas pump, right? Anybody can pull up to it and throw the gas nozzle on their car until they put a credit card in, and you're not getting any gas out of that, right? So they can pull in and plug their car in, but it's doing nothing until they pay for the charging service. So it's not a, it's not a free plug-and-play where they can pull up to a power outlet on your house. And we did the check with electricians starting around. We did the check with the electricians. We've got the 480 three-phase. We've got the power, optimal power to provide.
For level three.
So yes, sir.
From a flow standpoint, you don't think of you, I mean, I'm just worried about everybody showing up and trying to plug in front of the building and disrupting the business here. You don't think that's an issue? I just want to make sure. Versus going across the street and making a little kiosk over there.
To be honest, I don't. Yeah. And it'll be one of those quick charge with the battery backup set up in it. So they should be able to, I'm not an EV car guy, but apparently you can pull up and charge yourself pretty quick, I guess. That's the story.
I mean, I'll be doing it all day, all night, all day, you know. So it'll be... Well, like you said, it's here because it's not 24/7.
And if they pull up here in the after hours, they're paying back into the network service to draw power, right? So, I mean, if they charge overnight, they can charge overnight. They're paying back into the network, which is.
Do they have their car there overnight?
I'd hope they wouldn't, but I can't.
I mean, is that a possibility? Just leave their car in the parking lot overnight, plugged in.
It's a fast charger, so it's just,
I can't honestly, I can't. I think you're being facetious, so I don't know if I should answer or not.
No, I'm just thinking. You know, they come out of the bar and come over and they're plugged in and they're in the bar for 4 hours, you know.
I don't think people that go to that bar have drive EV.
You know? You know, I'm EV illiterate, so.
Same.
So.
I got a Hemi.
Yeah. All right. Any questions for Brad on the building update or buildings?
One last thing I'll add. We did have two fans in the penthouse replaced. There was a big, some stuff was done, and they recommended a whole bunch more, but I looked at it, and the fan we chose not to replace was operating 80% efficiency. It just didn't seem worthwhile to change that one up. We've got two fans in the third floor penthouse that feed the second, first, the third and second floor. The fan is in the basement is fine. We do have a heat fan and an air handling unit that are going in this fall prior to it's on order, you know, back order with the supply chain. But it doesn't need to happen until we start drawing heat again. I've got one of the boilers, both the boilers in summer mode right now, and I'm about to turn one off completely, so we'll just have one one boiler in operation.
All right, well, I assume you're keeping all the employees in the loop. You know, we've got this plan for them to help with the parking lots and all that kind of stuff. Everybody's up to speed and knows what's going on and
pretty well
some of the issues Brad has to deal with that he can't control.
Get ready to throw that heat switch back on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
All right, thank you.
Next is a loan dashboard report. You got that? Is that just...
Right. That's in the packet, Mr. Chair, and Tiffany can provide a quick summary.
Okay.
Good afternoon again. So we have a lot of dashboard in your packet. Right now, everything is still stable. We have seen a decline in the number of payoffs. We are regularly boarding on loans and getting new ones in, and zero delinquencies we are still maintaining.
So we got 410 out right now? Is that what that says?
No, that's the beginning balance.
So 390.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to go to the other end. How's your pipeline looking?
It's looking really well. I did put together something. It's confidential, but I can give you kind of the overall dollar amount. So these are not pre-flights. These are large projects over $5 million that we have spoken to borrowers and lenders about that we expect will be coming in. And it's about $66 million right now. So that excludes our loans in process.
Good.
Some large projects coming down the pipe.
You're in your keep.
I'm trying to keep the lights on here.
Yeah,
I got that parking lot, you know, I got
yeah.
the EV thing to set up. I got lots
You're
of...
You're paying the bills.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Where is that? 66.
You're not going to see it in here. I was going to bring in as part of this, but it's part of the confidential packet if you'd like to see it.
That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Looks good. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Tiffany. Okay. Next one up is our meeting is on Wednesday, June 21st. Are we up first or second?
Second, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Brings us to item number 8, board comments. I'll start online with either Randy or Julie. Do you have board comments?
Go ahead, Julie.
Thanks. No, I don't have any comments for today. Thank you.
Randy?
The comment that I have is it's really great to see no delinquencies. That's good job. Hard work. Thank you so much. Thank you, Chair.
You bet. Thank you, Randy. Bill or Albert?
Good meeting. A lot of updates I was hoping to see, and a compliment to Randy and Brad and the staff, good job.
Albert, any?
Nothing, thank you.
Well, welcome Clay to the organization, and thanks everybody coming. Sorry to see about your leg. You know, running around, what a worse time to have a technical challenge running around with, you know, Captain Ahab running around here. Anyway, no, we really appreciate the effort. I was worried they were good. Yeah. Anyway, Randy, thank you, and your team. And I guess we're going to see you probably before the Memorial Day holiday. So have a good holiday week, and look forward to seeing you next June 21st. That's kind of like the longest day of the year, isn't it?